It's June 10th at the Turning Stone Resort and Casino, and I am honored and I feel very excited to be joined by the man himself, Mr. Frank Stallone. You're going to be up at the Turning Stone June 10th. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful, and I'm really looking forward to come up there. I haven't played up in that neck of the woods yet, and it's going to be a fun weekend. My brother will be inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame on Sunday, and Friday night I'll be there with the larger band, the big band. This will be the 14-piece band.
And you've got quite a background in big band music.
Well, you know, I was one for my age group. I was the first guy really doing it in my age group. I started in the 80s after, you know, the success I had with Staying Alive.
And yeah, stuff. Oh, yeah.
And the music business had changed a lot. So I figured, well, let me get into something that no one was doing. It's almost like an alternative band, okay? And that's what I did. So I started doing this. And at first it was a little tough, you know, because it wasn't like it is now. You didn't have Michael Bublé or Harry Connick or these guys around that.
Yeah.
You know? So I kind of had to, you know, finance it myself, do it myself. But I always, you know, I always was a pop and rock guy, too. So I in my shows, I incorporate both. So I do both. So I still do Far From Over. I do the hits in the show and stuff like that. So,
but you get the big band feel with the hits. It sounds like it's really good. I was reading your bio, and you've worked with a lot of people, Frank. I mean, to see your resume, it's quite impressive.
I've been very fortunate. You know, I've been very fortunate in my career to work with a lot of really good people, and it's been a great travel. Again, you know, the music business is feast or famine, as we all know, but it's really been great. And I want to thank the people at Turning Stone for giving me a shot up there, because, you know, it's a great casino, and it's not easy to get in. So we hope all the fans come out, you know, all the fans from, you know, Staying Alive and the Rocky stuff. And, you know, my brother might pop in. You never know.
And I hope you like golf, Frank, because they have probably the best golf course in the country up there.
Golf course?
Oh, yeah. Are you a golfer?
Well, you know, I've tried to be, but I really suck at it.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's...
I've tried.
That's the same thing here, but I keep trying, and that's, I think, makes me even worse. I'm always good the first time I go out, but after that, it's terrible.
I know. It's always the first shot's great, and then it just goes downhill.
Now, have you been to upstate New York before, Frank?
I never have, believe it or not. I have never been upstate New York.
Well,
that's what I'm looking forward to.
You're in for a treat, because it's the perfect time is when you're coming up, and that's going to be June 10th, and of course you talked about the Boxing Hall of Fame induction. Your brother's going to be inducted.
That's right.
That's pretty special.
He's going to be inducted, and Mike Tyson's going to be inducted, and Shava's going to be inducted. So it's going to be a pretty cool day.
Yeah, and you know, I think this is this area is right up your alley. I think a lot of people are going to be up at the Turning Stone, and I know you're going to have a great time, because everybody likes to get down upstate New York.
Well, I hope we get a really good crowd for myself and for the casino, because, you know, if we get a good crowd, you know, they have us back. And you know, but I'm doing that. I have a TV show on TV called World's Dumbest.
Love it.
Which is doing really well.
I tell you, Frank, it's one of my favorite shows. And I started watching it.
God.
I was involved with an event, and we brought Todd Bridges up last year. And And what a super nice guy, too, by the way. And
Todd's good, man. Todd's a nice guy.
So that got me into the show, and I watch it all the time. And it's, if anybody doesn't know out there, it's Thursdays at 9 on True TV. And it's got to be an awesome gig.
It's an awesome gig. Of course, you know, I get a little hate mail from the Russians and stuff, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's who cares what they think, though, right?
That's right, exactly. You know, I just care what people in my country think. Yeah. And we have a really good time up there, and, you know, Danny Baldwin and the rest of the crew, and it's a show that's really caught on, though.
Yeah,
that's really caught on, and you know, we're all happy with it. And so I'm doing that. I'm leaving for Nashville tomorrow. Be there for a few days and take care of some business, do some recording, some new music, which is always fun. And, you know, that's all you can do, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I love Nashville. Nashville's a great town to go to.
It is a nice town to go to. It is a really nice town to go to. And, you know, the people up at Turning Stone have been very, very, very accommodating to me. They've been really, really nice. And it's been great. You know, it's just been one of those things. But I think the people will be very surprised when they see the show. It's big sounding. It's got all the good stuff in there. I think people are really going to like it.
Yeah, you know, and music these days, it's just not the same, Frank. I'm a 20-year-old guy, And I can't even stand the music from the last even 10 years. It just has been killing me. And for you,
you're only 20.
I'm 29, and I'm a little old for my age. But it's
well,
you know,
that's okay, man. Listen, you know, I mean, you're probably a rock and roller. You know, you
yeah.
probably like bands more than you know the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you get all these, and even the bands, it's like nobody has any longevity anymore. So for you to still be on the scene and to be still doing sold out crowds. I think it's a big testament on how you have adapted to the music as it's changed throughout the course of your career.
You know, you're right, and things happen. Look, I mean, there comes a point in everyone's career where you're not going to be the record seller unless it, you know, they put it in a movie, you know, like, or so basically you rely on your live gigs. And the funny thing for me, the disappointing thing for me sometimes is I used to play some of the big Italian festivals.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're like with one of the most famous last Italian names, I'm not getting any of those gigs anymore. I have no idea who they're hiring. So I don't know if it's an organ grinder. I have no idea. Someone's getting in there. And that's kind of disappointing because we used to have fun doing the big Italian festivals. You
yeah,
know?
There's a bunch in town. Utica in the upstate area is predominantly Italian. So if you do like Italian food, Frank, you're in the right spot. Trust me.
I actually love Italian food.
You have to. There's a unique dish, Italian dish for upstate New York, the Utica area is known for, and it's called chicken riggies. And it's rigatone with some chicken and kind of like a sauce, and it's got peppers and mushrooms. You got it when you get up here. Say,
I
want the best chicken riggies.
Oh
man, I'll tell you, you'll never eat it anywhere else in the country.
It's just like something that's indigenous up there.
Yeah, it's
great.
Yeah. So when you're up here, check it out, and I'm sure they'll point you into the right direction. So
now, how far are you actually from the casino?
We're about 15 minutes away. Utica is.
Well, I hope
you know,
you can catch the show.
Yeah, no, I'll probably be up there for the covering the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure I'll be up there to show Frank. Trust me.
It's, that'd be great. Yeah. Great to have you up the show. Please come up and introduce yourself.
Excellent.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll bring you the best chicken riggies in town, too.
Yeah, baby.
You know, because chicken riggies
okay.
are, it's like every restaurant around here has their own chicken riggies, and, of course, they always claim that they're the best chicken riggies. So I will pick out my personal favorite, and I will
chicken
bring you up some, Frank.
Right.
You could count on that.
It's really funny. If people, I'm trying to get up on, I'm on Twitter, but I'm trying to get, like, hundreds of thousands of people, and there was a funny thing on Howard Stern because Ronnie, the limo drivers, get 82,000, and I only have 1,800. I said, "Wait a second, maybe I'm doing something wrong here."
I don't think you're odd enough. That's what it is, Frank. Everybody loves to follow the oddballs on Twitter.
Yeah, but you know, I'm on Facebook and all the good stuff like that. So, if people ever want to, you know what's going on with me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and you know, yeah, I mean that's. FrankStallone.com and all that good stuff. So it's easy to get in touch with me.
Excellent.
If people want to, you know, do stuff. I've been doing a lot of stuff with the veterans too. Been doing a lot of stuff for the Wounded Warriors, which is nice. real important thing to do.
Yeah, they're you know, they're the forgotten few that come home from the war. People, you know, it's just they're such an that's a great organization. They do a lot
they're
around
on
here.
Watch, they're protecting. They're putting it on the line. You can't, you know. What can you say, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, Frank, it is June 10th up at the Turning Stone Resort and Casino, and it's the same, very same weekend as the Boxing Hall of Fame. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there, and I know everybody else is, Frank.
Awesome.
All right, Frank, thanks so much.
All right, I'll talk to you. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Bye-bye, man.